Hi, this is Ann Angelo Webb, the Animal Intuitive. Thank you so much for listening to this special mini bite episode of the Animal Intuitive Show. I did just want to mention that if you wanted to see a visual of me demonstrating these acupressure points, please go down to the description section of this podcast and click the link for my show, the Animal Intuitive Show, which is on YouTube. Also, stay tuned till the end because I have some very special rates right now. And there's a great way that you can save money while helping animals in need.
I like my ears rubbed. I like my paws rubbed. I like my back rubbed. I like my tail rubbed.
Hi there. This is Ann Angelo Webb, the Animal Intuitive. And this is a special mini bite episode of the Animal Intuitive Show. If you're not familiar with who I am or the work that I do, I'm a professional animal communicator, certified animal massage and acupressure practitioner, essential oils educator, and also a licensed clinical social worker. And one of the things I really like to do is to help people and their pets reduce their stress levels. And of course, right now, our world is a little bit turned upside down. There's a lot of stress for a lot of people, and I want to show you a couple of acupressure points that you can do for yourself and a few you can do for your pets to help minimize stress. As I'm doing the acupressure, I do have some essential oils going in a diffuser, which helps as well. Right now I have some thieves going, which is great for immune system support. I've had that going a lot lately. I am going to start with showing you some points because it's really important before you do any kind of energy work or body work with your pets to get yourself into a more centered space. Animals are so sensitive, and sometimes we forget how much they're picking up of our stress and just everything that's going on in the environment. We forget how much that's affecting them. So it's also great for a preparation for animal communication to do some acupressure points first. So the first point I'm going to show you is called large intestine 4. And this point is located between the pointer finger and the thumb, and this little triangular webbed area here, trying to get that in the picture here, and you can see it over here. You're probably going to want to use your thumb of your other hand to press on this point. And this is another point that's great to do at various times throughout the day when you're feeling like you need a little bit of stress reduction, and it's excellent before you go to sleep.
And now I'm going to demonstrate some acupressure points with my dog Kane. I'm going to use a little bit of lavender essential oil. I'm going to drop that in the palm of my hand and swirl it around and let him sniff it. If he doesn't reject it by like turning his head or walking away, then I'll go ahead and pat that on. I'm going to pet him a few times just to set the tone for the acupressure session. And the first point I'm going to show you is that large intestine 4 that I showed you on myself at the beginning of the video. And that point is located between the dew claw, which is the innermost claw. It's sort of like where the human thumb is and the digit next to it. And it's on the side of that second digit closer to the dew claw. You're going to use a light pressure. Some would describe it as like placing your finger on your eyelid. When it's closed, you wouldn't want to use too much pressure. That's about how light it would be. Some signs of when that energy has shifted is when an animal would yawn, stretch, roll over, shake, lick, sometimes fall asleep. You may even feel a cool point warm or a warm point cool. You can do this for a minimum of 30 seconds, up to 2 minutes, on and off. You know your pet. The next point I'm going to show you is called Heart 7. It's also called Spirit's Gate. It's known for calming the spirit, reducing and dispelling anxiety, and clearing the mind. It's located on the lateral or the outer side of the front leg. And you'll find this point in the deep indentation that's created by the tendon, which is just above the dog's wrist. It's located towards the back of the leg, and you can really feel that indentation for this point. And again, just using that light pressure and watching for that sign of shifting in energy, that sign of release.
And these points should also be able to assist in taking the edge off of some of the stress for you and your pets. But if you have an animal, a family member, who might be experiencing some emotional or physical or behavioral issues, and you would like to get some added insight into that and work towards finding solutions, please go ahead and have a look at my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and there you can set up a distance animal communication session. I'm actually drastically reducing my fees right now because I want to help you to be able to access my services, even though right now there is some added financial pressure out in the world. I want to make my services available. Also, I am donating 20% of all profit to two organizations. The ASPCA has a nationwide coronavirus relief fund that they have set up, and another organization called Pause for a Cure. Pause for a Cure provides financial assistance to individuals who are seeking veterinary care for their pets and may not be able to afford it. So this is a great time to take advantage of those reduced rates and being able to help animals at the same time. Please do visit my website at www.intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. You can also email me at Anne@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. And please be safe and God bless.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. I like my ears rub, I like my paws rub, I like my back rub, I like my tail rub, I like to relax, a massage and some snacks, it's my favorite thing to do, but if you really wanna know what I like, listen close, rub my belly, rub my belly.